I've worked at Broadway only a couple of times, but it's been in this shop.
What made you work here?
I got made redundant from Gifford Bakeries up Woofer Bridge. He went bankrupt, and the next day after I got made redundant from there, I got the job here.
What do you like about working at Kistrix?
It's the social atmosphere, like family, community. It's nice.
What are the customers like?
Oh, they're lovely. They are. We do get the odd abrupt person, but other than that, it's warming.
What's the worst customer you ever had to deal with?
We have had some rude customers. I can't think off the top of my head, but I have had some because they have actually upset me.
What do you think about the products that you sell here? Which ones do you like particularly?
I'm not sure. The rolls are nice. Now, customers, they're always saying about the sandwiches. They're the best sandwiches, you know, because they couldn't get sandwiches like that out of a supermarket. I do like the sausage rolls now and again. His bread, some of his bread is quite nice. I mean, he makes a lovely different lot of bread on a Saturday, and there's a hell of a lot of people that's going to miss it.
In the 3.5 years you've been here, has the selection changed much, do you think?
It has changed. The customers started dropping, and when the customers started dropping, Chris started changing the shop. Some of it worked to the customer's benefit, some of it didn't. Some of the customers didn't like it, so we lost more customers.
What do you think's behind the downturn?
We blames it onto Brexit, or whatever it, Brexit.
Yes. That's great.
That's what he just passed comment. It was to do with Brexit, whatever it's called. Basically, I think a lot of it had to do with the co-op.
Across the road?
Yeah. Before the co-op went in, we'd lost some of the customers last summer, and he needed to start dropping his prices a bit to compete, but he didn't. We was getting people coming, looking around the shop, walking out of the shop and going straight over to the co-op. So I don't know what to say quite. But at the end of the day, you won't get the same in the co-op as what they got in here.
Because yours is all handmade to order?
Yeah.
Do people sometimes ask for strange combinations?
Oh, God, yeah.
Of yesterday, first time in 17 years, a lady, hot cross bun with cheese in it.
Yeah. Kathy had that the other day.
Yeah, it must have been the same one.
Yeah.
Hot cross bun with cheese in
it. Hot cross bun with cheese in it. Like, I've done a sausage in a roll this morning with tomato and brown sauce. I mean, mustard and tomato, that is normal, but brown and tomato, oh, it was a little bit. But no, we have had quite a concoction. Billy across the road on a Saturday, he comes in and he has a sandwich and he says to me, Jack, make up, because if I fancy a food, I'll mix it all together, and quite often it's quite nice, and then I'll do it for him.
What are you going to do next?
I'm not quite sure. I've got a big family. My husband's got his own business. He actually wants me to do his paperwork, so I don't know. I might end up getting another job in January. Depends, because I do like to go out and about instead of being at home.